When Graham McBain decided to switch careers, he didn't even consider going back to college for a computer science degree.
If I can get into a job and get learning now and in 6 months, then why do it in 4 years? I met a guy last night who just got a master's degree in computer science, and he has been looking for a job for a couple months.
Instead of a traditional graduate program, McBain enrolled in G-School. It's Galvanize's six-month immersion program to teach students to write code. Classes run from 9 to 5. The curriculum is really light on lectures and very heavy on group assignments.
It moves really fast. You know, we're studying 20 hours a week outside of school. We come in here on Sundays and do study sessions with each other.
He says the program made sense for where he was at in life. He's 30 years old, he's recently married, he just bought a house, and like many millennials, he's already tried his hand at several careers.
I've been in sales, I was a real estate agent, I worked at a startup, and I just kind of saw the developers always having more fun and getting to play more ping pong.
Apparently, ping pong and programming go hand in hand.
04.
There are lots of tables scattered throughout the Galvanize campus.
If you're just working on something and your brain is totally blocked, if you just go play ping pong for 20 minutes, you'll just, oh, I get it now. Stop the game. I got to go figure this. You know, I got to go do this.
McBain appreciates G-School's non-traditional model. There are no grades or class rankings.
It's a lot more like the real world. When you're at a job, if you don't do something, they don't go, sorry, you got a B, but come back tomorrow, you just get fired.
When he finishes G-School, McBain hopes to land a job with one of the more than 100 digital startups at Galvanize. When you walk in, it feels like a crowded bar or a buzzing coffee shop. People peck away at their laptops, hold business meetings, binders and appointment books lie open on tables. Large whiteboards list weekly meetup events, everything from women who code to civic hack night. Chris Onan co-founded Galvanize. He says one reason why students choose G-School is for the opportunity to network with big names.
I had someone say, I want to meet Luke Beatty because Luke built Associated Content here in Denver, sold it to Yahoo for $100 million, and he's just a really great mentor, entrepreneur, and investor. And I go, well, it's funny that you asked that because Luke is sitting over there.
Galvanize had more than students in mind when it decided to jump into teaching. Its classes are designed to help solve a big problem for companies. Onan says tech businesses are perpetually short-staffed, and the demand is likely to stay high. The Labor Department projects job growth of more than 20% in the industry in coming years. But there's a hitch. Onan says business owners continuously complain that college grads aren't ready for work.
The economy is becoming a skills-based economy. And so I do think there's a huge value to be placed on, you know, can you come into an organization and do what they need to do on day one, right? As opposed to just being a bright, kind of well-rounded person.
Onan points to the growing Galvanize company Artifact Uprising as an example. It creates high-end digital photo albums. Jenna Walker is the CEO. She, her sister, and her husband ditched their jobs as wedding photographers to start the business in their basement 2 years ago. It's been a success from the beginning.
First, we were so excited because we got an order, and then we got 10 orders, and then by the first weekend, we had 100 orders, and it got scary really quickly as well.
Because they realized how little they knew about running their business and how much help they needed from experts in other fields like marketing, data management, and software development.
It's often lonely because the reason you're a startup is that nobody's done what you've done before. And so there's nobody else out there that's going to be an exact expert in what you do. You have to be that.
So the company moved to Galvanize to find community and mentors and employees. A year later, they've hired 8 people, and they say they're seeing triple-digit growth. Experts say boot camps like G-School are popping up all over the country to provide students with the skills employers demand. Although boot camps aren't likely to replace academia, experts do predict more and more universities will partner with places like Galvanize to fill the skills gap. And back at G-School, student Graham McBain says he's 100% sure he'll be employed when he finishes the program.
If I've got the skills, I'll get the job.
I'm Leslie McClure, Colorado Public Radio News.